1. What is a transaction in the context of Spring? In the context of Spring, a transaction is a set of operations that are executed as a single unit of work. A transaction ensures that either all operations are successfully completed, or none of them are, maintaining the integrity of the data. 2. What is the role of the at transactional annotation in Spring? The at transactional annotation is used to define a method or class that should be executed within a transaction context. It ensures that the operations within the method are atomic, consistent, isolated, and durable, ACID properties. 3. What are the default propagation and isolation levels in Spring's at transactional? By default, the propagation level in Spring's at transactional is propagation underscore acquired, meaning it will join an existing transaction if one exists or create a new one if necessary. The isolation level is set to isolation underscore default, which uses the database's default isolation level. 4. What is the difference between propagation underscore acquired and propagation underscore acquires underscore new? Propagation underscore acquired means the method will join an existing transaction if one exists, or a new transaction will be started if none exists. Propagation underscore acquires underscore new, on the other hand, always creates a new transaction and suspends any existing transaction. 5. How do isolation levels affect transactions in Spring? Isolation levels define the degree of visibility one transaction has to the data being modified by other concurrent transactions. Higher isolation levels reduce concurrency but ensure greater consistency, while lower isolation levels improve performance but risk dirty reads or non-repeatable reads. Common isolation levels include read underscore uncommitted, read underscore committed, repeatable underscore read, and serializable. 6. What is the default rollback behavior in Spring's at transactional? By default, Spring rolls back a transaction only on unchecked exceptions, i.e., subclasses of runtime exception, or errors, e.g., throwable. To customize this behavior, you can use the rollback for attribute of at transactional to specify the exceptions that should trigger a rollback. 7. What is the difference between at transactional on a method and at transactional on a class? When at transactional is applied at the method level, it applies only to that specific method. When applied at the class level, all methods within the class inherit the transaction behavior unless overridden at the method level. 8. How can you prevent a rollback in Spring if a specific exception occurs? You can prevent rollback by using the noRollbackFor attribute in the atTransactional annotation. This attribute specifies the exceptions for which no rollback should occur, even if they are unchecked exceptions. 9. What is the difference between atTransactional and manual transaction management? atTransactional automates transaction management using AOP, aspect-oriented programming, whereas manual transaction management requires explicitly starting, committing, or rolling back transactions in the code using Platform Transaction Manager. 10. What is the use of at transactional, read-only equals true? The at transactional, read-only equals true, annotation is used to mark a method as read-only, which indicates that no changes will be made to the database during the transaction. This can be used to optimize the performance of queries, as some databases might be able to use specific optimizations when no updates are being performed. 1. What happens when a method annotated with at transactional throws an exception? When a method annotated with at transactional throws an exception, the transaction is automatically rolled back. By default, this happens for unchecked exceptions, subclasses of runtime exception, or errors, but can be customized using rollbackfor or noRollbackfor attributes. 2. What is the purpose of the timeout attribute in the at transactional annotation? The timeout attribute defines the maximum time, in seconds, that a transaction can run. If the transaction exceeds this time, it will be automatically rolled back. This can be useful for preventing long-running transactions from blocking other operations. 3. Can atTransactional be used in a read-only method with Spring Data JPA? Yes, atTransactional can be used with Spring Data JPA in a read-only method. When atTransactional, read-only equals true, is applied, it tells Spring that no changes will be made to the database, and it may optimize the underlying query execution for better performance. 4. What is the impact of using the atTransactional annotation with a non-transactional method? If a transactional is applied to a non-transactional method, it will not initiate a new transaction. Spring will attempt to join an existing transaction if one exists, or no transaction will be created if none exists. This might lead to unexpected behavior if the method performs actions that require a transaction. 5. How do you handle transaction propagation in Spring? In Spring, transaction propagation determines how transactions behave when calling a method that is also annotated with that transactional. Propagation options include propagation underscore acquired, propagation underscore acquires underscore new, propagation underscore supports, etc., allowing you to control whether to join an existing transaction or create a new one. 6. What is the use of at transactional, propagation equals propagation, dot not underscore supported? The propagation underscore not underscore supported setting tells Spring to suspend any existing transaction and execute the method outside of a transaction. This is useful for methods that do not need transactional support, and it can improve performance by avoiding unnecessary transaction management. 7. How can you test a method annotated with @transactional? To test a method annotated with @transactional, you can use Spring's testing support. Typically, you would use @transactional in a test class and configure your test database to allow rollback after each test method. This ensures that database changes made during tests do not persist after the test completes. 8. What is the difference between @transactional and @enable_transaction_management? @transactional is used to mark methods that should be run within a transaction, whereas @enable_transaction_management is a class-level annotation that enables Spring's annotation-driven transaction management. The latter is typically used in configuration classes to enable transaction management. 9. Can @transactional be used with multiple data sources? Yes, @transactional can be used with multiple data sources by using the @transactional annotation along with specific configuration to handle each data source's transaction separately or within a single, distributed transaction, if using technologies like Atomicos or Spring's JTA support. 10. How do you configure the isolation level in @transactional? The isolation level in @transactional can be configured using the isolation attribute. Common isolation levels include isolation underscore default, isolation underscore read underscore uncommitted, isolation underscore read underscore committed, isolation underscore repeatable underscore read, and isolation underscore serializable, which define how transactions are isolated from each other to prevent concurrency issues. 1. What happens when a method annotated with @transactional is called from within the same class? If a method annotated with @transactional is called from within the same class, the transactional behavior does not apply. This is because Spring's AOP proxy mechanism only applies to method calls from external clients. To make it work, you need to call the method from a different instance, or use a separate class for the transactional methods. 2. What is the default behavior for transaction rollback in Spring? By default, Spring rolls back transactions only for unchecked exceptions, subclasses of runtime exception, and errors. To roll back for checked exceptions, you need to specify the rollback for attribute in the @transactional annotation. 3. Can the @transactional annotation be applied to private methods? No, the @transactional annotation cannot be applied to private methods because Spring's proxy-based mechanism requires the method to be visible to the proxy. If a method is private, it is not accessible to the proxy, and the transaction management will not work. 4. How does Spring handle transaction commit and rollback? Spring handles transaction commit and rollback automatically. If a method annotated with @transactional completes without errors, the transaction is committed. If an exception is thrown, the transaction is rolled back. You can customize this behavior using the rollback for or no rollback for attributes in @transactional. 5. What is the difference between propagation underscore acquired and propagation underscore acquires underscore new? Propagation underscore acquired is the default propagation type. It means the method must run within a transaction. If there is no existing transaction, it creates a new one. On the other hand, propagation underscore acquires underscore new suspends any existing transaction and creates a new, independent transaction. 6. What is read-only attribute in @transactional? The read-only attribute in @transactional is used to specify that a method will not modify the database. It helps to optimize database operations for read-only transactions, improving performance by preventing unnecessary locks and enabling certain optimizations in the database. 7. What is the difference between propagation underscore supports and propagation underscore not underscore supported? Propagation underscore supports allows the method to run within a transaction if one exists, but does not require a transaction. Propagation underscore not underscore supported suspends any existing transaction and runs the method outside of a transaction, ensuring that no transaction is active during the method execution. 8. What does the @transactional annotation do in a multi-threaded environment? In a multi-threaded environment, each thread has its own transaction context. Spring manages transactions on a per-thread basis, ensuring that each thread has a separate transaction. This is important to prevent conflicts and ensure data consistency across multiple threads. 9. Can @transactional be used with methods that are part of a service layer? Yes, @transactional is commonly used in service layer methods to ensure that the operations within the service are performed within a transaction. It helps to abstract the transaction management from the controller and repository layers, simplifying the code base. 10. What is the purpose of @enable_transaction_management in Spring? The @enable_transaction_management annotation is used to enable annotation-driven transaction management in Spring. It allows Spring to automatically manage transactions based on the @transactional annotation and other related settings in the application context configuration. 1. What happens when a method annotated with @transactional throws a checked exception? By default, Spring does not roll back a transaction when a checked exception is thrown. You can configure Spring to roll back for checked exceptions using the rollback for attribute of the @transactional annotation. 2. What is the timeout attribute in @transactional used for? The timeout attribute specifies the maximum amount of time, in seconds, that a transaction is allowed to run before it is automatically rolled back. If the transaction exceeds the specified timeout, a transaction timedout exception is thrown, and the transaction is rolled back. 3. How does Spring manage database connections in a transaction? Spring manages database connections through a data source and uses a connection object to execute database operations within a transaction. The connection is automatically bound to the current transaction, and it is either committed or rolled back based on the outcome of the transaction. 4. Can @transactional be used on a constructor? No, the @transactional annotation cannot be used on a constructor. Spring only supports annotation-based transaction management on methods, not constructors, because transaction management is tied to method invocation. 5. What is the isolation attribute in @transactional used for? The isolation attribute specifies the isolation level of a transaction. Isolation levels determine how data is locked and accessed by concurrent transactions. Common isolation levels include read_committed, repeatable_read, and serializable, with read_committed being the default. 6. What is the difference between propagation_acquired and propagation_mandatory? Propagation_acquired means that the method must run within a transaction, and if no transaction exists, a new one is created. Propagation_mandatory means that the method must run within an existing transaction, if no transaction exists, an exception is thrown. 7. What does @transactional do when a transaction is rolled back? When a transaction is rolled back, all the changes made during the transaction are undone, ensuring that the database remains consistent. Any changes made to the database are discarded, and the transaction state is reverted to what it was before the method execution started. 8. How can you handle nested transactions in Spring? You can handle nested transactions in Spring by using the propagation_acquires_new_propagation type. This ensures that each nested transaction runs in its own independent transaction, which can either commit or roll back without affecting the parent transaction. 9. Can @transactional be used in a read-only database context? Yes, @transactional can be used in a read-only database context. You can set the read-only attribute of the annotation to true to indicate that the method will only read data and will not modify the database. This helps optimize database operations for read-only transactions. 10. What is @transaction manager in Spring? @transaction manager in Spring is responsible for managing the lifecycle of transactions. It coordinates transaction boundaries, begin, commit, and rollback, and integrates with the underlying database or transactional system. Examples include DataSource Transaction Manager for JDBC transactions and JPA Transaction Manager for JPA-based transactions. 1. What is the default transaction propagation setting in Spring? The default propagation setting in Spring is propagation_acquired. This means that if a transaction exists, the method will participate in that transaction. If no transaction exists, a new one will be created. 2. How does Spring manage transactions in case of a rollback? When a transaction is rolled back, Spring automatically undoes all changes made during the transaction by invoking the rollback on the underlying transactional resources, such as JDBC or JPA. It ensures that the system remains in a consistent state. 3. Can we use @transactional with a method that does not return any value? Yes, @transactional can be used with a method that does not return any value. The annotation is focused on managing the transaction itself, not the return type of the method. 4. What is the difference between propagation_nested and propagation_acquires_new? Propagation_nested allows for nested transactions, where the inner transaction can be rolled back independently of the outer transaction. Propagation_acquires_new, on the other hand, creates a completely new transaction that suspends any existing transaction. 5. What happens if a method annotated with @transactional throws a runtime exception? By default, Spring will roll back the transaction when a runtime exception, unchecked exception, is thrown. If the exception is not a runtime exception, the transaction will not be rolled back unless explicitly configured with the rollback for attribute. 6. How can you configure Spring to roll back on specific exceptions? You can use the rollback for attribute of the @transactional annotation to specify which exceptions should trigger a rollback. For example, @transactional, rollback for equals myException.class will roll back the transaction if myException is thrown. 7. How do you define the isolation level for a Spring transaction? You can define the isolation level for a Spring transaction using the isolation attribute of the @transactional annotation. The common isolation levels are read_uncommitted, read_committed, repeatable_read, and serializable. 8. How can we prevent Spring from rolling back a transaction for specific exceptions? You can prevent Spring from rolling back for specific exceptions using the noRollbackFor attribute of the @transactional annotation. For example, @transactional, noRollbackFor equals myException.class will ensure that the transaction is not rolled back for myException. 9. Can we use @transactional for multiple methods in the same class? Yes, @transactional can be applied to multiple methods within the same class. Each method will inherit the transactional behavior as specified by the annotation. 10. How does Spring's transaction management support declarative transactions? Spring's transaction management supports declarative transactions by using the @transactional annotation or XML configuration. The framework creates a proxy that manages the transaction boundaries, begin, commit, rollback, for the annotated methods, allowing for automatic transaction management without the need for explicit code. 1. What is the significance of the @transactional annotation? The @transactional annotation in Spring is used to define transaction boundaries. It automatically manages transactions, ensuring that methods run within a transaction and can roll back the transaction in case of a failure. 2. Can the @transactional annotation be applied to classes? Yes, @transactional can be applied to classes as well. If applied at the class level, it affects all the methods within that class unless overridden at the method level. 3. What does the isolation attribute in the @transactional annotation do? The isolation attribute in @transactional specifies the isolation level of the transaction, which determines how transaction modifications are isolated from other concurrent transactions. Common values include read_committed, read_uncommitted, repeatable_read, and serializable. 4. What are the default rollback behavior and conditions for Spring transactions? By default, Spring only rolls back a transaction for unchecked exceptions, i.e., runtime exception and error. For checked exceptions, you must explicitly configure rollback behavior using the rollbackFor attribute. 5. What is the propagation_acquires_new_propagation level in Spring transactions? Propagation_acquires_new ensures that a new transaction is created for the method, and any existing transaction will be suspended while the new transaction runs. After the new transaction completes, the original transaction will resume. 6. How can we apply @transactional to non-public methods? You can apply @transactional to non-public methods, such as private or protected, as long as the method is accessed through a proxy, i.e., it is called from another method within the same class or externally. However, Spring will only create proxies for public methods by default. 7. What does the read-only attribute in @transactional do? The read-only attribute in @transactional is used to mark a transaction as read-only. This informs the transaction manager that no modifications will be made to the database during the transaction, which may optimize performance for read-only operations.